tonight. I call it the bed. He's burnt up like a weenie, and his name is Fred. He wears the same hat and sweater every single day. And even if it's hot outside, he wears it anyway. He's on when I'm awake, but he shows up when I'm asleep. I can't believe that there's a nightmare on my street. I remember it right, and we had just gotten back off tour last night. So the gang and I thought that it would be groovy if we summon up the posse and dumb bust the movie. I got Andy, Jeff got Tina, Betty Rock got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was alright because the lady was chill. Then we dipped to the theater, set to film. We saw Elm Street, and man, it was death. And everything seemed alright when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began the nightmare, but on my street. It was turning in my room like an oven. My bed soap was wet, and man, I was bugging. I checked the clock, and it stopped at 12:30. It had melted, it was so darn hot, and I was thirsty. I went downstairs to grab some juice or a coke, flipped the TV off, and then I almost choked when I heard this awful voice coming from behind. It said, man, I ain't even wait to see who it was. Broke outside in my drawers, it seemed so long, cuz. Got halfway up the block, I calmed down and stopped screaming and thought, oh, I can't, I must be dreaming. I drove back home with a grin on my grill. I figured since this is a dream, I might as well get ill. I walked in the house, the big bad fresh prince. But Freddy killed all that noise real quick. He grabbed me by my neck and said,
here's my bill. We got a lot of work here, me and you. The souls of your friends, you and I, who claim. You got the body, and I got the brain.
I said, yo, Fred, I think you got me all wrong. I ain't partner to nobody with nails that long. Look, I'll be honest, man, this team won't work. The girls won't be on you, Fred, your face is all burnt. I pat him on the shoulder, said, thanks for stopping by. Then I opened up the door and said, take care, guy. He got mad, drew back his arm, and slashed my shirt. I laughed at first and thought, hold up, that hurt. It wasn't a dream, man, this guy was for real. I said, Freddy, how is an awful mistake here? No further words, and then I darted upstairs. Crashed through my door, then jumped to my bed. Pulled the covers up over my head, said, oh, please do something with Fred. He jumped on my bed, went through the covers with his claws, tried to get me. But my alarm went off, and then silence. It was a whole new day, I thought. I wasn't scared of him anyway, until I noticed those rips in my sheet, and that was proof that there had been a nightmare on my street.
Yeah.